Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox, 248-539-9797. Striking out on Miller, Ekblad, and Gavrikov may end up having this team trying to re-sign Petrie. Not good. That's from Mick and McComb. Gary in Birmingham, I wonder if Stevie is shopping Larkin. I doubt it. But if he was, I mean, it would have to be a pretty sizable move. I'm starting to... wonder if Larkin, what Larkin's value would be on the open market. I'm not for this, and I don't think it's going on. But if we get into his value on the open market, I almost feel like he might be more valued outside Detroit than the way Detroiters feel about him.
Well, his contract is very tame compared to other players that are signing today and over the weekend.
Yeah. I don't know. And I think you might be able to get something pretty good for him.
Well, there's absolutely value to him. Problem at the end of the season, he's playing hurt.
Yeah.
Which sucks, but it's the NHL. Guys play hurt all the time. Ask Tkachuk how he was he playing hurt for Florida when they were winning the Stanley Cup?
Right.
I mean, you hear about guys playing with muscles torn from the bone and all this, and yeah, I still played. Why? Hockey. That's what they do.
Eisenman's going to stand pat, guys. Don't get your hopes up. And if he does stand pat, he needs to go. So why do you think he's going to stand pat? Why do you think he would choose to stand pat?
Well, here's I think the problem is when it comes to rumors, you start hearing rumors of different people being available in trade, and then they get traded, and it's not to your team. And then I think it automatically clicks in your mind, well, there it is.
Didn't try. I mean,
these are the only players available in trade in the NHL. When the likelihood is that other names, somebody's going to get traded that nobody had a rumor on, right? Mm-hmm. That's likely to happen. I don't think they're going to do nothing. I think he's really working to try to get something done. But obviously it hasn't happened yet. And we're getting impatient, even though we're 92 minutes into free agency.
Well,
but there aren't many free agents left.
You know what there isn't? There isn't a trading period.
Right. That's the thing.
He could trade at any time.
Yeah. But you'd preferably like to get the trade done soon. Well, certainly well before training camp starts.
It's also National Creative Ice Cream Flavor Day. A whole bunch of people sent in their creative ice cream flavors that they've had one place or another. Dave is next on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Dave.
How you doing?
What's up?
If you ever go down to Wyandotte, there's a place called Holy Cow Creamery.
Okay.
They have a German chocolate ice cream.
Doesn't sound particularly creative.
But it's so good.
Was that like it just chocolate and coconut?
Yep, and yeah, they put something else in there, but I'm not really sure what it is. Caramel, I think, maybe.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Why? You're not impressed?
No, I'm not. German chocolate doesn't sound like a particularly creative ice cream.
Well, I don't think I've ever had a German chocolate ice cream. Have you? Have you ever seen
one? I've seen it, yeah.
Have you? I've never seen it.
Well,
I mean, I've seen German chocolate cake.
Yeah. Does that sound creative?
Well, seeing how I've never heard of it in ice cream form, sure. Makes sense. Give it a shot.
248-539-9797. Jalapeno bacon French vanilla ice cream in Tampa. Surprisingly delicious. Now that's creative. Jalapeno bacon French vanilla. Gator, and are you going to eat that? I think you'd probably pass.
I would pass on that, but I will agree that it's creative. Look, everybody, to each their own. Go ahead and try it if you'd like. I mean, put it this way. If I were in an ice cream parlor, would I want a sample of that just to try, hey, give me a little spoon? Yeah, I'd try it. but it's nothing I would order a cone unless I tried it first.
Bailey's in Metamora has the best. They have ice cream nachos. The nacho chips are waffle cone triangles.
Oh, there you go. It's a good start.
That's some creativity right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the cheese is like a caramel sauce. And
people are sending over just their favorite ice cream places. We're looking for creative ice cream flavors. It's National Creative Ice Cream Flavor Day. Matthew in Brighton says, in culinary school, I made a sweet pea flavored ice cream for a pastry final. Surprisingly, it was really good. Well, have you taken it to the market there, Matthew? You seen it anywhere else? That is creative.
I'm on the website for Ashby's Ice Cream. That's who makes, ultimately, who makes the Salty Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Their flavors, I think, are very unique. They've got one that's called Apple Crisp. Cinnamon apple ice cream layered with oatmeal crisp and topped with Brown Betty swirl.
I don't even know what makes a swirl a Brown Betty swirl, but that sounds really good.
Yeah.
My wife and I went to New York for a 1-year anniversary, and I can't remember the ice cream place or name, but they had a unique flavor I've never seen before. Cherry cinnamon ice cream. It was fantastic. That's from Marlin and Wald Lake.
Cherry cinnamon does sound.
Cherry cinnamon does qualify nice. As creative. 248-539-9797 if you want to give us your personal favorite. Tigers back in action tonight. Game in Washington. Jack Flaherty going for the Tigers. Look, baseball team that is delivered and delivered over and over again. We've made it to July, and they have 11.5 game lead, which is unstinking believable. If you miss the news today, Kerry Carpenter is being sent to the 10-day injured list, and Trey Sweeney is coming back from Toledo after playing 2 games down there. I do want to mention this as well, Gator. And I don't know if this is shocking news. We've heard about some struggles.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Siena Heights University, have you heard of it?
Yes.
They're closing. It's shutting down.
Huh.
They'll maintain normal operations through the spring of 2026 while helping non-graduating students transfer elsewhere. But they're shutting down, which is sad to see any school have the plug pulled. I drove past Siena Heights Saturday morning. I was in Adrian for baseball, and I was kind of taking back roads and drove right past it. And you always see these little campuses, these little schools, and you know, that looks kind of nice. But I don't know anybody who went to Siena Heights. Do you know anybody who went to Siena Heights?
I do. A friend of mine from high school went there. I believe played basketball there.
Really?
Yeah.
If you are a graduate of Siena Heights, what can you tell us about Siena Heights? And how do you feel with news that it is it's shutting down?
Did it say why it's shutting down?
I'm sure it did say why. I'm just saying
they're shutting down without digging
school
deeper.
Announced June 20. I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. I'm just going to assume it's financial, but
which is unfortunate because it was one of our locals.
Well, I mean, yeah,
small school.
It probably will have zero impact on my life personally, but I know it'll impact a lot of people's lives that either would go to school there or have gone to school there that don't want to see the place shut down.
Something else could affect our lives. The baseball game tonight looks like a ton of rain in the Washington, D.C. area. 100% chance of thunderstorms from like 6 o'clock on.
Yeah.
So we'll see how long it takes them to say, you know what, doubleheader.
Very well could be the case. All right. According to, I'm on WTOL's website, the university cited financial strains, operational challenges, and concerns about long-term sustainability as reasons for the closure. That's too bad. 248-539-9797. Toby and Jackson, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Toby.
Hey, guys. So last fall, I was in Bar Harbor, Maine, and I had lobster-flavored ice cream.
Whoa.
It sounds disgusting, but honestly, all you could taste was like butter. It tasted like butter pecan without the pecans.
Really?
And you could barely, you couldn't even, I mean, you could tell there was little tiny pieces of lobster, but all you got was texture. You couldn't really taste the lobster.
Yeah, I mean,
all you could taste was the butter.
Lobster's not fishy. Lobster's actually, it's sweet.
Yeah, it's very sweet, yeah.
So I'm curious how they extract that lobster flavor and use it for the base in an ice cream. But
it's in Bahaba, so they can do a lot of things with lobster up there.
I think you're right. Interesting little community. Hey, thank you, Toby. 248-539-9797, National Creative Ice Cream Flavor Day. Sarah is next on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
What's up?
I actually went to Siena Heights University. I only went there for 2 years, but when I went, it was from like 2005, 2006, and it was a very small Catholic university, like 800 full-time students.
Okay.
And not even a football team.
Well, now they've got like football and basketball and baseball, et cetera, et cetera. But did you have any idea this was coming?
No, like I don't really keep up with it, but for how much they charged for tuition, I'm actually surprised.
Actually surprised that they're going out of business.
Yeah. Especially now that they have all the big ticket sports. Like when I went, it was mostly like men's and women's soccer, basketball, volleyball, stuff like that, baseball, like nothing big.
Right. I'm not sure I'm sensing that you're all that sad.
No, I mean, I don't have a ton of great memories from there. I met my ex-husband there. So besides that, I mean, it was a fun 2 years. I had a great time. The people I met were cool. But yeah, I haven't been back since.
Okay. Thank you. 248-539-9797. TJ is next. Hi, TJ.
Hi, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Well, this was a shot to the... to the stomach, man. I didn't see this coming at all. I played basketball there 4 years, graduated. My son is now going into his junior year, also on the basketball team, and they got a group text after the email went out telling them that it was going to be closed.
Wow.
When did you go to Siena Heights?
I graduated 2000. I was there, and I walked in December of 2000.
And so I'm assuming, TJ, if you, the fact that your son's there tells me you had a good experience to have your son there as well.
I had a great experience. I don't know Sarah's ex-boyfriend, but we weren't all bad. But it was a great experience playing basketball. I think playing any college sport just adds to the experience. And knowing my chances of making it to the NBA were slim to never going to happen, I just went there and just had a blast playing 4 more years of basketball. I got to travel, got to do some really fun things. The sad part is there's some great, great people as professors there, as administrators, the coaching staff all there. They truly, they were taking care of their people like they were their own kids.
So it's NAIA, correct?
Yes, sir.
And that's the Wolverine Hoosier
Athletic Conference.
Okay, gotcha. Man, well, I'm sorry to hear that for your sake. It sounds like, what year is your son in school?
He's was going to be a junior. I don't know what his plans are. We're in DEFCON 5 right now trying to figure out what our next play is.
Yeah, well, good luck to you and good luck to your son. Thank you for sharing.
Yep, thanks.
Might have a new villain for Detroit sports fans emerging quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get to that in 4 minutes here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.